This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm David Byrd. President Joe Biden headed to Capitol Hill Friday as Democrats strained to rescue a scaled-back version of his $3.5 trillion government overhaul plan and to salvage a related public works bill after days of frantic negotiations resulted in no deal. Speaking to reporters, the president said he would take however long he needs to get a deal on his bills.
It doesn't matter when. It doesn't matter whether it's in 6 minutes, 6 days, or 6 weeks. We're going to get it done.
The House had hoped to vote Friday on the smaller public works bill, but that seems unlikely as the talks drag on. Democratic Senator Joe Manchin of West Virginia wants to scale back the big bill to $1.5 trillion, but that's too meager for progressive lawmakers. California has announced the United States' first coronavirus vaccine mandate for school children. AP's Jennifer King has more.
California Governor Gavin Newsom is imposing the nation's first coronavirus vaccine mandate for school children. The governor held a news conference at a San Francisco middle school. Audio courtesy KGO.
Once the FDA approves the vaccination in different cohorts, starting with 12 and above, grades 7 to 12, we will begin to apply that requirement in the next term.
Students can seek religious and medical exemptions. Those whose parents refuse to have them vaccinated will have to take independent study courses at home. The California Medical Association supports the mandate, pointing out that vaccines against several deadly diseases are already required before students can enroll. I'm Jennifer King.
On Wall Street, stocks ended the week on an up note, with the Dow Jones Industrials gaining 1.43%. The S&P rose by 1.15%. And the NASDAQ added 0.82%. This is VOA News. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres told Ethiopia's Prime Minister Abiy Ahmed on Friday the world body does not accept Ethiopia's decision to expel 7 senior UN officials as famine looms in the war-torn region of Tigray. Ethiopia declared the officials persona non grata on Thursday and gave them 72 hours to leave. On Friday, UN spokesman Farhan Haq said that doctrine cannot be applied to staff of the world body, and the officials remain in the country. Ethiopia's Ministry of Foreign Affairs later Friday accused the UN officials of diverting aid and communication equipment to the Tigray People's Liberation Front, violating security arrangements, failing to demand the return of aid trucks deployed to Tigray, and spreading misinformation. War broke out in November between Ethiopia's federal troops and forces loyal to the TPLF, which controls Tigray. Thousands of people have died, and more than 2 million people have been forced to flee their homes. Australian Prime Minister Scott Morrison on Friday announced an 18-month ban on Australians traveling abroad would be lifted next month, easing one of the toughest COVID-19 restrictions globally. Reuters' Jason Albano reports.
Prime Minister Scott Morrison on Friday said the news comes as state vaccination rates began crossing the 80% target set earlier this year. Morrison had slammed Australia's international borders shut 18 months ago, with only a limited number of people allowed to leave the country for critical business or humanitarian reasons.
It's time to give Australians their lives back. We've saved lives, we've saved livelihoods, but we must work together to ensure that Australians can reclaim the lives that they once had in this country. And we must work together to achieve that goal.
Under the new plan, Australians who are fully vaccinated will be able to travel abroad and complete a 7-day quarantine at home upon returning. Further changes are expected to allow foreigners to enter the country.
That's Reuters' Jason Albano. Thousands of people toured Dubai's Expo 2020 on the opening day Friday, braving hot temperatures as the COVID-delayed World Fair finally opened its doors 1 year late. Visitors strolled or rode electric bikes around the huge showground, which has been built from scratch at a cost of about $7 billion on Dubai's desert outskirts. 192 countries have pavilions at the event. The UAE last month brushed off a European Parliament resolution urging member states and businesses to boycott the expo over the country's human rights record. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd, VOA News.